What's going on, everyone? This is Andy Starr with the Full Tilt Debbie podcast, back with another recap from week five of the college football season. Texas is back. As I predicted on last week's show, the Longhorns took care of business at home against Kansas. LSU came out on the wrong end of a shootout against Ole Miss, and USC escapes a late game push from Colorado. Lastly, I did want to talk about Max Johnson, who has done a solid job in relief of Connor Wegman over the past 2 weeks. But first, let's head to Austin, where the Longhorns were never in any danger of losing this game. Kansas was down Jalen Daniels, but the Texas defense stepped up, didn't let anything get going from the Jayhawks. Devin Neal was held to just 45 yards rushing, and Kansas is not going to do well if Neal doesn't do well. And then on the other side of the ball, it was just another okay week for Quinn Ewers. Still had over 9 yards per attempt, but again, safe throws, which could be attributed to the game plan because our guy, Jonathan Brooks, went off. 20 attempts for 219 yards and a couple scores. Two big-time runs, added a 23-yard catch. We said it last week, Brooks is a name to watch in the 2024 running back class. He's got over 3 breakaway yards per attempt on the year. Not a huge threat in the passing game, but he's also not a nobody there. Still has about a 5% reception market share, which is where it needs to be to not really be concerned about it. Texas gets Oklahoma next week in the Red River Showdown, which will no doubt be the game of the week, so that should be a good one. Moving on to the SEC, it was Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss spoiling LSU's playoff hopes with a shootout win at home. Jackson Dart again looked really good with 4 touchdowns to the air and another one on the ground, nearly 400 yards passing. Quinshon Judkins got a ton of work this week, which we love to see. Turned 33 carries into 177 yards and a touchdown. He had 7 runs of 10 yards or more, but unfortunately the big-time runs are still eluding him. He only had 1 attempt go for more than 15 yards, which brings his total to 2 for the season. But it was certainly nice to see him get a full workload in a big win. Trey Harris, the wide receiver for Ole Miss, also back in a big way, catching the ball, finished with 8 receptions for 153 yards and a touchdown, currently at over 5 yards per route run in a relatively small sample size still, but certainly a hot start for the Louisiana Tech transfer. For LSU, the big three of Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas showed up again. Like I said, there was not a lot of defense played in this game. Daniels had over 500 yards of total offense with 5 touchdowns. Nabers and Thomas both had 8 catches for over 100 yards, and Thomas reeled in 3 touchdowns. Unfortunately, second loss for LSU virtually is going to eliminate them from playoff contention. And it seems I can't go a week without talking about Colorado for one reason or another. This week it was because they played the best player in college football in Caleb Williams. Although the scoreboard only showed a 7-point win, the game was never really in danger for USC. Caleb threw for 6 touchdowns. It was again Taj Washington finishing as the Trojans' leading receiver. 5th-year man is on pace for his best season ever with over 10 yards after catch per reception in every game this season, which I have to expect will come down at some point. But he's been really solid out of the slot so far. And then there was Marshawn Lloyd on the ground with another solid performance, 13 attempts for 84 yards and a score. His big-time run rate is now at an impressive 21.5% for the year. We'll see if he can keep that up as USC is set to face a lot tougher defenses in the second half of the year, including Notre Dame, Utah, and Oregon. For Colorado, Shedeur Sanders got back to form with a 4 touchdown game with 370 yards passing. Hard to forget what happened last week at Oregon, but it was a nice bounce back for that offense. Jimmy Horn and Xavier Weaver each had 7 catches, with Horn being the beneficiary of 2 touchdowns. Colorado gets a break from the Pac-12 juggernauts the next 2 weeks as they face Arizona State and Stanford, 2 games they should expect to win. And then lastly, I just want to mention Max Johnson, the QB from Texas A&M. Of course, he's gotten the opportunity to start after the Wegman injury. In the 2 games that he's shown up, he's now gone 24 for 39 for 333 yards and 4 touchdowns. Those games were against SEC opponents Auburn and Arkansas, with the Aggies getting the win in both. He's been a more accurate version of what we saw when he was with LSU, and where he's really improved is his pocket awareness. He was under duress on 11 dropbacks last week, but never took a sack. In fact, he's been sacked only twice on 28 pressures this season. The big test will obviously happen next week against Alabama. They get them at home, and this is a game I could see A&M winning, even though they opened as 5-point underdogs. That's all I got for the update on week 5. Tune into the Full Tilt Debbie show on Wednesday nights with myself, John Arrington, and Lucas Gilbert. We'll be going over more player performances from the season and, of course, touch on some week 6 stuff to get you ready for the weekend. Hope to see you guys there. Enjoy the rest of the week.